Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Day one listeners, big up yourself. Hi, day one listeners, how y'all doing? And to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you so, so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. Do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. That way you'll be notified as to whenever your auntie is dropping another one. And yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I'm a proud single mother, and so are you. We are proud single mothers. What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? I hope everybody's doing okay. I hope you're doing good. And I know some of y'all out there talking about me, saying, Auntie, where you been? It's been a few weeks now. What's going on with you? Man, Auntie been going through it. Listen, we're going to get into it, right? But always know that if I'm not here, I am thinking about you more than you know. And I tried to do a podcast on Saturday, and it just didn't come out. It didn't come out right, you know? It just didn't. You know, every time I'm trying to record, I get a ping. Right, I'm gonna silence everything because I miss y'all so much. I really, really do. And I gotta talk to you. How y'all ladies doing? How was your Thanksgiving? I hope everything was well. I hope you're getting ready for Christmas and doing what we do, making magic happen, even if we don't feel like it, right? Now, we all want beautiful things for our babies, right? If you're here and you're one of my nieces, you want a beautiful everything for your babies, okay? Everything for our babies, everything, all new, all crispy, all fantastic. Y'all know how we do, but sometimes the body is required to do more than what the spirit can handle, right? Right? So, listen, I'm gonna tell you. I've been this mother too. I was this mother just a week ago or so when Thanksgiving happened. I had to work the night before Thanksgiving until 11 o'clock at night and get up and cook on Thanksgiving Day. And when I tell you, your auntie wasn't even right with that food. I put some music on and I made it happen, right? And I did it as well as I could and as fast as I could because I wanted the girls to still have that nostalgia that only a mother can create. You know what I'm saying? See, when you in your house and you doing your thing, you are creating nostalgia for my babies, okay? The girls tried. They made cheesecake, y'all. And I don't know how working in your house, but cheesecake ain't no Thanksgiving dinner. Right? Cheesecake ain't no Thanksgiving dinner, but they did do the cheesecake, y'all. But the greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, corn, chicken, lamb, no, I'm playing. That was, the rest was on me. And I said, well, okay, you set that up wrong. You're going to have to put one on cheesecake, one on pies, one on the meat. You know, I'm going to have to delegate more responsibility, especially if I'm going to be working like this. This is the first for us. Like I said, I've never worked the day before Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving, right? When you work certain jobs, you own your own business, you could dictate some time, right? And all I wanted was time. Saturday and Sunday came, exhausted, no podcast. And I was saying, let me do a podcast, but I couldn't. I was tired. I conjured up enough strength to go to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right? Saturday came, tired, y'all. Sunday came, still tired, y'all. Monday, I was like, I can't even go in. I need a mental health day. I need a day where I'm figuring out my life and what I'm doing. This is a first for me, y'all. I never had to work on these days. And, you know, oh my goodness gracious, I'm telling you. So, I was feeling low today. I'm not going to lie to you. I felt like, remember in The Color Purple? I know the new Color Purple is out, but y'all remember The Color Purple where what's her name? Miss Sophia was in the store and she was working for the lady. And then Whoopi came in. Miss Seeley came in. Let me say it right now. Miss Seeley came in and she helped her out by getting the stuff because she couldn't see. And she came in and she just grabbed stuff and she put it in the basket for her. And she said she knew there was hope that day. Well, I had my Miss Seeley, Miss Sophia moment, right? So the Teflon of Donna was like down. You know what I'm saying? Just all the way down. And I'm thinking about my life and what I'm going to do. Like, how am I going to get through this? Like, yo, I'm mad old in my mind. Some of y'all going to be like, Auntie, you're not old. Child, please, man. I done seen the remixes turn into remixes. That's how old I am. Yo, I heard songs from when I was little become a remix, and now it's another remix and another remix. Like, yo, I'm that old. I'm Toys R Us kid old. I'm Blockbuster old. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? I'm walk to the school in 6 feet of snow old, with plastic bags over your sneakers old. Okay, or your mother get cute and give you them little plastic boots to go over your sneakers. I don't know what that was about. I'm just saying, I'm very grounded in reality. When I say I'm an OG, I'm an OG. I'm so serious. It don't make no sense, right? And I have to tell people, yo, I'm an OG. Like, I don't know. Don't let this black hair dye fool you. I mean, if I let it all grow out, you'll really see what's up, right? So I'm feeling real messed up, y'all. Tired, no energy, feeling uninspired. And I went to go on the Single Moms Conversations YouTube page just to pull something off. Just to pull something off, not to do anything special. I forgot I put a video up, y'all. I forgot. I put it up there and I was like, yeah, I'm going to post videos every week. You know how you get, right? I'm going to do it every week. I got this. And I posted it and I forgot. I did. If you know me, you know. Your auntie is the worst of social media, right? And I keep saying, I'm going to get better. That's on my list, y'all, for 2024. Do better in social media, right? So I'm still feeling low. I look up there and it was like, you got a comment. I was like, comment for what? Now, I posted some music and stuff up there because in my mind, I'm a DJ. And I was like, oh, maybe, you know, it could be about the music. But I'm like, no, I really don't. I don't think I turn the comments on when I do the music. Oh, shoot, Kina, yeah, you did a video. Yes, I did a video. And it's, if you go to Single Mom's Conversation pages there, I might even re-put it in the description box. I think I put it in one of the descriptions before, and I just left it at that. I didn't stick with posting every week like I really want to, because I'd be just tired, right? Doing everything. And there was a comment there and I was like, oh, okay, all right, let's see what this say, right? Because y'all know, I already know how people feel about us, and they don't like the fact that we stand on our own and we handle our business and we take care of our babies and we pay our own bills and we doing this and still looking fly. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all got them little fancy bags and everything. You know what I'm saying? But I go on, and there was my Miss Seeley. There was my hope. There was the words that I needed to hear to have me come on and do this podcast today. See, ladies, you'd be surprised. It's the little things. I want to thank you so much for leaving such a beautiful comment for me, for your auntie. I appreciate you so much. I'm not going to say your name because I don't have permission to say your name. But thank you so, so much for just stopping by and saying something nice. You don't have to, but you did. And it means more to me than you could ever know, ladies. When y'all reach out, it feels good, right? I'm just like y'all. I struggle just like you do. I really, really do. I might have more experience under my belt, right? But there's times where it's like, all right, how I'm gonna do it? God is me again. Hello. You know, how I'm gonna do it? how I'm going to do it. I get through it. You know, we get magical and mystical when we trying to make things happen or when we have to get up and do it. But when you have somebody else saying thank you for what you do, it means something. It really, really do. Ladies, I guess I'm a loner. Like, I don't have friends that I could say or who pour into me. Does that make any sense? I got friends that would try to call me and ask about business. They want advice about relationships. They know, you know, I had my time of being a love doctor. They want to just run stuff by me just so they could have another person's opinion. And I got you, but it's never reciprocated. This is why I am a Lone Ranger, right? I am, and I'm okay with that, because you can't just come and take. That's not how it works. But when one of you reach out to me and you say something, and you say something, it matters to me. It really, really does. Just those little words that you wrote, it made me say, get up, Kina. Come on, let's go. The ladies need you. The mommies is waiting for you, right? And I'm up here singing, how can I be the G that I was, right? Right? This is our moment. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to even just chill with me. I appreciate it. This is why we need community. Single moms need community, ladies. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? We gotta figure something out. I'm open for suggestions. In the past, I have been contacted on the gram. I'm like, y'all be finding me on Instagram. Right? You can send me a message, your auntie. I think this would be a good idea. You know, I appreciate it. Right? We gotta go into 2024 with making solid plans to connect, even if it's just virtually. Right? We need to be able to do that because we need each other. And I know this might sound strange, but I have to let everybody know the only criteria is, the only rule is that you have to be a single mother. And I say this because I see our analytics, and it's not only single mothers who listen to us. So, right? Y'all like, what? Somebody like, yeah, they was infiltrated before. Yeah, it can only be single mothers. It's not a dating group. We've had that happen before where we had some guys, I don't know, they ain't had nothing better to do, but try to come in and give compliments talking about, you know, whatever. And it's like, no, you think this is a joke. This is not a joke. These are people's lives. These are our babies' futures. We can't play around, ladies. That's the one thing I won't do. So again, the only criteria is that you be a single mother, right? Because we all face the same stuff, right? We do. I don't care what race you are. You in it. You knee deep in it. And that's okay. Because we're going to have each other's back. 2024, we expect greatness for all of us. Thank you again for reaching out to me. Again, I can't say your name because I don't have permission. But your words touch me. They meant more to me than you can imagine. And thank you again. And your auntie is back, y'all. It don't take much. It don't take much to get me back. But I'm back. That was confirmation that this is my purpose. You know what I mean? Hey, look, I get low too, y'all. I do. But I want to thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with the OG. Ladies, if no one has told you that they love you today and they appreciate you, I want you to know that Auntie loves you with all my heart. All my heart. And I'm getting out of here before I get mushy. And I will talk to you soon. All right. Peace.
No sabes cuánto te extraño. chito.
Andaba como perrito.
Te extraño, baby. No sabes cuánto te extraño.